Tennessee's cattle on feed report continued to help cattle futures Monday. The Fed cattle market seems poised to break out into the last part of the third quarter, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 24th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices last week were a dollar higher on a live basis in the Southern Plains at $122 a hundredweight, $1 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $125 to $127, and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $127. Dressed trade was mostly $2 higher in Nebraska at $200 and $1 to $2 higher to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $200. More narrowly, last week's 5-area direct average steer price was $2.19 higher on a live basis at $125.47 a hundredweight. The average steer price in the beef was just a nickel higher at $200.68. Lower year-over-year July feedlot placements and fewer cattle on feed August 1st, based on the latest cattle on feed report, helped boost cattle futures Monday amid heavy and active trade. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.53 higher, from $1.80 to $3.05 higher, except for 82 cents lower in waning spot August. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.42 higher, from 48 cents higher to $2.90 higher. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.97 higher Monday afternoon at $348.03 a hundredweight. Select was 87 cents higher at $319.40. Corn futures closed mainly narrowly mixed, from a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 2 to 9 cents higher through SIP 22, and then mostly 11 to 14 cents higher. Prices mostly diverged between calves and feeder weight cattle at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, and feeder heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. On the other hand, steer calves sold $4 to $7 lower, while heifer calves sold steady. There were 5,500 head on offer. Similarly, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $3 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, while steers weighing more than 700 pounds traded steady to $4 higher. Heifers traded steady to $4 higher. There are 4,617 head on offer. Finally, compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $8 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold firm to $4 higher. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $4 lower, but firm to $5 higher at heavier weights. There were 1,804 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices climbed Monday, due in part to FDA's full approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 215 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 37 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 227 points. As well, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME roared back Monday, up an average of $3.42 through the front six contracts. August is a tough time for Fed cattle markets to move higher, but the market seems poised to break out from the constraints of the first half of the year as we move into the last part of the third quarter, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Meanwhile, Peel points out auction calf and stocker prices have moved counter-seasonally higher in the July to August period, while feeder cattle markets, which typically increase through the summer, have shown a strong seasonal price increase. He adds that cull cow prices remain above a year-ago levels, although they're less than summer peak prices. Reflecting on the monthly cattle on feed report that came out Friday, Peel notes feedlot inventories continue to fall, partly seasonally, but also reflecting the cleanup of the backlog of feedlot cattle from earlier in the year. According to Peel, August was the sixth consecutive monthly decline in feedlot inventories from the February peak, decreasing 1.03 million head, or 8.5% over those 6 months. In the previous 5 years, he says, the average feedlot inventory decline from the spring high to summer low has been 6.2%. Moreover, lighter year-over-year carcass weights also provide more indication that feedlots are getting more current. Steer and heifer carcass weights drop below year-ago levels in May and continue below year-earlier levels, Peel says. He explains carcass weights reached a seasonal low in June, a tad later than the normal May low, and are rising seasonally into the last part of the year. Most recently, he notes, weekly steer carcass weights were 896 pounds, down 10 pounds year-over-year, but still 18 pounds heavier than in 2019. Heifer carcass weights were 817 pounds, down 15 pounds from last year, but 11 pounds heavier than in 2019. Peel adds that lower carcass weights also reflect the impact and incentives stemming from sharply higher feedlot cost of gain, which should help hold carcass weights in check. Overall, he says, cash feeder cattle markets continue to adjust to higher feed costs, partly in terms of general price levels, but particularly in the relative prices of lightweight and heavy feeder cattle. He adds that the flattening of the price line across weights translates into higher value of gain potential for added feeder cattle weight gain. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 24th of August. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.